purpose for your future. You've got to access it through your true identity. My passport lets customs know who I am. The word of God lets the enemy know who I am. Well, hey friend, welcome to Braveheart Talks. This is a bi-weekly podcast intended to set you up strong and help shape your future. So girlfriend, I'm glad you're here, as this podcast is intended to see you win and take back the life that was intended for you. I'm Emma Bryant, founder of Braveheart Women's Conference, and I would love for you to join us next year at Liverpool's Arena and Convention Centre on May 16th and 17th for the Braveheart Conference. And you can purchase your tickets through the Braveheart website. Well, welcome to part two of our podcast, Distraction. And today we're going to be looking at three forms of distraction, three of the most common forms of distraction that the enemy will subliminally want to work into your life to derail you from all that God has for you. And the first is the distraction of identity. One of the most powerful forms of distraction the enemy will use against you is around the area of identity. If you don't know who you are, then you don't know what you can do. And if you don't know what you can do, then you don't know who you are, then you will never know where you are going. You will default into forming your identity around the job that you do, the role that you play, the education that you had. And I want to remind you that what you do is not who you are. Because you won't always be doing what you're doing now, right? The children, you might be mother, but they grow up and they leave home. But if the enemy can convince you to believe the lie that you are what they said about you, or that you are unaccepted, or you're disliked, or you believe the lie you're rejected, or you're unworthy. If you believe what you believe about you based on what happened to you, then you will identify through the lens of a situation rather than through the eyes of a savior. One of the longest lines you'll ever stand in, honestly, is the line in the airport at passport control. They are intent on checking your identity, being certain that you are who you claim you are. So they not only look at your passport, but they scan your fingerprints and they scan your eyeballs now as well. Because even passport control understand that when God made you, he made you a one-off original. So when border control want to identify who you are, they look at whose you are by how you were created. They don't ask you questions like, what happened to you when you were 5 years old? They don't ask, how popular were you at school? Or how much money do you have in the bank? Or how heavy do you weigh on the scales? They do not base your identity on your circumstances. They identify you by the mark, the imprint your creator put on you. And yet, we allow ourselves to be distracted from the reality of who we really are by allowing ourselves to be deceived in our identity. We describe ourselves according to the context of the life that we see. What's happened to me and what others say about me, rather than who God has called me to be. You know, in the airport, once passport control has verified your identity, you have permission to access and enter a new country. In the same way, to access the life that God has for you, a life of good and not disaster, a life of hope and purpose for your future, you've got to access it through your true identity. My passport lets customs know who I am. The word of God lets the enemy know who I am. I'm forgiven, saved by grace, a new creature, a new woman, strong in the Lord, You are justified, sanctified, delivered, you're redeemed, you're healed. This is your story. You're set apart for His glory. More than a conqueror, you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. So don't let your identity be stolen. The second distraction is the distraction of rhythm. If the enemy cannot get to you through your identity, he will definitely go through for your rhythm in life. God has set a rhythm for your life, a tempo, a pace in which you are to go through life in the same way that the earth responds to rhythm according to seasons. You know how summer turns to autumn, turns to winter, turns to spring. God set a rhythm for you to do life. Matthew 11, verse 28, he says, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it and learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn to live freely and lightly. The enemy doesn't want you to live freely and lightly. So he's intentional on messing the rhythm of grace up for you. We've talked about this before. He will cause you to do things prematurely, outside of the timing of God. That's why we have a whole generation of young people wanting to jump into bed with each other before they've ever made a commitment to one another. He'll convince you to marry too soon or speak too soon or give up too soon or send that text too soon. Or he'll cause you to procrastinate and hesitate and contemplate and wait too long till you miss God's best opportunity for you. You'll miss the promotion or you'll miss that moment of blessing because the enemy wants you to hesitate and procrastinate. There are things you should have done by now that you haven't done by now. Why? Because you believed the lie of the enemy that told you it didn't matter whether you did it or it didn't. It matters. You should have forgiven the person who offended you. You should have picked up the phone and sent the apology. You should have moved on from that person, but you haven't. And you should have put the wrong right. Let me tell you, it all matters. Because when you do not do what you know you ought to do, you are outside of God's timing for your life. And years of blessing are being stolen from you. The enemy wants your rhythm. He wants you out of sync with God. He wants you busier than ever, doing things that don't really matter, that you never find time to do what you really ought to do. You'll end up using your time to do the things that you don't really want to be doing. It happens to all of us. You'll spend time with those who drain you, and you won't spend time with the people who really need you. Another thing that happens is you'll go places that you don't want to go to. You end up in situations that you don't want to end up in. Your good intentions, well, they just remain just that, good intentions, because you never find the time, you never find the right time to turn those intentions into a reality. Time gets stolen from you when the enemy is messing with the rhythm of your life. He wants you out of sync with God. You know, if you want to access valuables that are locked in a safe, you have to use a combination code and a sequence, an order that has to be put in. In the same way, God has untold treasures for you in the form of blessing and answered prayer. And you access them when your life is in order, when you are in sequence with God. Proverbs 16:9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." This means that though I have plans, I'm going to be open to God's leading and timing for my life because the enemy knows if he can get me out of sequence, I'll completely miss out on a blessing. So we make our plans, and I don't know what your plans might be. It might be, I want to be married by 30. I want to be, you know, have a baby by 31. I want to be managing a company by 35, speaking, leading, teaching by the time I'm 40. We can make our plans. Making plans is good, but being in rhythm with God is what matters. So we allow him to order the steps to our plans by learning his timing for our life. Ecclesiastes 3:11, I love this. It says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. We have to understand that everything is beautiful when it happens in God's timing. He gave the earth timings, springtime and harvest, a time for the sun to rise and a time for the sun to set, a time for the moon to shine, and a timing for the earth to pivot on its axle. And if any of these things happened outside of their God-given rhythm or timing, there would be utter chaos on the earth. And in the exact same way, chaos is unleashed in your life when the enemy sabotages God's order of rhythm for your life. The third thing is the distraction of counterfeit. Counterfeit is an imitation of the real thing. A counterfeit has the intention of deceiving you into believing what is false is truth. Like counterfeit money looks real. It feels real, but it's not real. It's fake. And the enemy will always present to you a counterfeit version of the thing you desire. He will send to you what looks like the right thing, but it will in fact be a cheaper version or a less substantial version of the real thing that God has for you. He'll send to you what looks like the right partner, what looks like the right job, what looks like the right decision. What God has for you and what God gives you, he intends for it to last. And anything that is not from him has a much shorter shelf life. A counterfeit version will always cause you to compromise your morals, compromise your integrity, compromise your honesty. And for a time it will satisfy, for a time it will feel good, but it will not last. These three distractions are what the enemy throws at you daily, not knowing who you are, not knowing what you're doing, and not knowing where you are going. And life like that is exhausting. That's why Jesus said, get away with me and you will recover your life. So in closing, I want to be able to say, be aware of the distractions that the enemy is going to throw your way. He'll cause you to question your identity. He'll get you out of rhythm or out of sync with God, and he will bring counterfeit opportunities across your path. But when you get away with Jesus, when you spend time daily in his word, it says that you will recover life. That means that you're going to take back what the enemy has tried to sabotage from you.